Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See, you just know what to say. Merry Christmas. I didn't mean for you to say it again. I say Merry Christmas. You say Merry Christmas. The question I had when I was thinking about this was, why do we say Merry Christmas? How come it's not Happy Christmas? At least commonly for us. Everything else is happy. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Grandparents' Day. Happy Great-Grandparents' Day. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Happy Halloween. Happy Easter. But I'm not the first person to ask this question, apparently. I did some research and found out that much has been written about this Merry Christmas greeting. You can look at the history of the language, the use of the words. One of the things that they emphasize that our use of words is an audible method of sending a message. Of sending a message. So happy, Merry. What message are we sending? What are we passing along to one another? Because apparently there is a distinction, though it might be a slight one. And look at the impact of Merry Christmas. First of all, if you look at the word happy, happy is an emotion. Merry emphasizes behavior. It implies action associated with an event. It's a celebration. It's a behavior, an action. And so we gather together in celebration of Christmas. And to truly appreciate our celebration of Christmas, I want to begin by going back. I want to trace the history of our scriptures back to Abraham, 2,000 years of history before the birth of Jesus, where God acted. God acted. And God made a covenant relationship with a specific people. And these people would experience God's blessings, know the fullness of God's promises. And then, in celebration, these people were to live out that relationship with God. And they were to be a display for all other nations to look upon and see. God was being revealed through them. And God's people are to celebrate. And they are to serve faithfully as the world watched. As they were to live in relationship with God, so through them, through the people of the land of Israel, the world would come to know God. And as the world came to know, they would be drawn to the God of this covenant and the God of this promise. The promise of forgiveness and mercy. The promise of blessing. A promise that God would journey with the people through the travails and the difficulties of life. But as people are prone to do, those many years ago, in many years past, mistakes were made. In their walk with God, they separated themselves from a responsibility to the world. They were to be a witness and they were to be a light. But instead, They began to put up barriers. They began to place standards that excluded others. And they did so out of fear. And by doing so, they created further divisions amongst the people of the world. Then also looking at the history of God's people, in their walk, they separated themselves from God. And so now we gather together and we greet one another with Merry Christmas. We celebrate. We celebrate. For God then revealed His presence in a new way. People once again experience the covenant promises of God through the birth of a child. And through the life of Jesus. That God renews a relationship. And with that, God's assurance that all the world would know the relationship that extends beyond any borders and includes all people. God would share this good news through Jesus. Through His life and through His ministry. Sharing a promise of forgiveness and the promise of mercy and the promise of blessing. And to celebrate that. Because in our history, we are not much different than those people many years ago. Because we too, in our walk with God, separate ourselves from a responsibility to the world. Jesus would describe it as our neighbor. Our neighbor across the street, across town, across the nation, and across the seas. That we would fail to bring a message of hope. That we would fail to be a light in the dark. And much like God's people many years ago, we too, as they did, in our walk, separate ourselves from God. Just imagine, if you would, for a moment, of how one might be separated from a relationship with God. Imagine, if you would, Jesus sitting at the table for Christmas dinner. The person sitting next to him asked the question, "How terrible is it to have your birthday on Christmas?" We can maybe recognize ourselves in some way, in the ways in which we separate ourselves from God in our journey and in our walk in life. As well, where the relationship becomes bent, if not broken. But we are people that celebrate Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We celebrate the good news. We celebrate the relationship in which God promises forgiveness, mercy, and blessing time after time and time again. We celebrate renew and rebirth. Merry Christmas is not what we say. Merry Christmas is how we live. That we are a people of celebration, a people of hope, a people of joy. And that spirit is evident for all to see. Each and every day and each and every step of our journey. We are people of Merry Christmas, a people of celebration. Because Christmas is not one day. Christmas is a way of life.